Palmer, the news report that we've had here in the United States about Guatemala tell us that a state of siege was declared on December 19 because drug traffickers have taken over towns in the north of the country. But could you tell us what is really happening?
We are definitely not opposed to combating narco trafficking. It's a big problem here. What we're opposed to is the state of siege. And we're opposed to the state of siege for two main reasons, really. One is that it's limiting basic individual rights, and two, it's giving an enormous amount of power to the military. So in terms of limiting basic rights, the state of siege puts limits on things like freedom of the media, freedom to protest, the right to assemble and hold meetings. There are many communities in Apavar Pass that we are working with that are in very difficult struggles with hunger, with illiteracy. And they need to hold meetings, they need to get together and work on how they're going to solve those problems. We had meetings scheduled next week to talk about school construction in many communities where the government is refusing to provide schools. But now we cannot hold those meetings because of the state of siege.
If I recall, perhaps a decade ago, there was a peace treaty that occurred in Guatemala, and it was supposed to be a new era where the relationship between the government and the indigenous people was going to improve. So could you tell us when this started, and also perhaps what has happened since December 19?
The terms of the peace accords were rigged by the United States and Guatemalan government to combat the organization of peasants and to allow the wealthy to get more power. And more specifically, what it did is force peasant groups into the market. That is, the only way for them to gain access to land was through huge loans that they would never have a chance to pay off. And if they're lucky, they can get a job for $5 a day. So there's no way they can pay this debt. So the majority of indigenous children in the countryside right now are suffering from chronic hunger. And there are children in Guatemala who are starving to death. Guatemalan government and the U.S. government are trying to strengthen this extraction model of development. What we're talking about is mining and energy. Nickel, uranium, oil. There are a lot of large hydro plans, for example, plans to build dams bigger than the Hoover Dam. These are dams that are not to provide electricity to the people of Guatemala, to the poor peasants in the region, but to develop electricity to sell outside of Guatemala.
Guatemala borders Mexico and Honduras, and of course there was a coup a few months ago in Honduras, and Mexico has been under Plan Mexico, the purpose of which is similar to Plan Colombia a decade ago, where the United States is providing military assistance to the government to counter the narco trafficants. So do you see this strategy of militarization to be a concerted effort for the United States to try to regain the influence that it lost in Central and South America?
This state of siege is most definitely part of the U.S. foreign policy. It's connected to Plan Colombia, Plan Merida, Plan Jaguar. These all supposedly focused on combating narco trafficking. But they are really all about the national corporations.
Palmer Legarri, what do you think our listeners of WBR Radio and Pacifica can do to help with the situation in Guatemala?
I think it would be great for people to call up their members of Congress and ask them to oppose the state of siege. And you can also visit our website, which is GuatemalaSolidarityProject.org.
Thank you very much, Palmer, and good luck with you. And we'll try to stay in touch with you in the future to see how the situation develops there.
Thank you so much. And maybe, you know, I can add, for, it seems like everything I've said has been quite negative, but you know, on the positive side, a big part of why this data sheet is happening is because the people of Altavera Pass have found an alternative. They have come together as people to support life, to support freedom, to support a way of development that doesn't destroy the earth. And either without this data siege, they are going to continue to organize and to continue to push for all other alternatives. And I think that should be the reason for hope for all of us.